We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's do it. Marks and Reese, we are back. We have the Pizzadelphia tickets. Best game. And you know what? That can really be, like, best game can be a bunch of, I mean, it can really be a regular season game that was just wildly entertaining. It could be a historic game that was in.
I got a couple other ones.
Do you?
I'm going to hold off and let people, because I don't want to take anybody's answers.
Yeah, because, like, when I don't want to look at it and think of, and you know how my mind works, man. My memory is completely shot. I remember stuff from my childhood, but I don't remember stuff from like this decade. It's just right. When people say it, and I'll be like, oh, that's right, that was a great game. But I almost think of a regular season game. Like, I would like to look at the best game being a regular season game. Because, like, I mean, you have historic games that are in Super Bowl. Super Bowl's had a lot of great Super Bowls recently, right? So yeah. I don't. I mean, I'll give
you. But nobody pays attention to regular season games.
Right, but I guess that's my point, is that you can have a game that is, like, technically by the game back and forth and, like, shot to end or whatever. You could have a better game, but you're right. It's unmemorable unless it means
unless
something.
Unless it's memorable.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it means something. I have a couple written down here.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. We'll start off with Lou in Sacramento. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
How are you?
It's our Sactown people.
Doing great.
What's up, Lou?
Trying to keep cool out here in Sacramento. It's in the 90s, going up to triple digits. But
wow.
Man, yeah. I got to agree with you guys, man. I felt bad for Kevin Durant. It's tough. I mean, you know that guy cares to try to come back. And I don't know if it was pressure inside or outside, like you guys said, but
it was everywhere.
Sad to see him go down like that.
Lou, there was no place that he could go unless he totally just – and we know that Kevin Durant's not good at just not paying attention.
Well, no, but he pays attention to it, yes.
Social media, ESPN.
If they were up 3-1, I don't think he would have played.
No way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I would take him in a heartbeat. I mean, even if he didn't play next year,
right?
For sure. Because he's still, even if he's 30. 100%, he's probably still top five in the league.
Yep.
So, easy. You know, with that, you know, it was just tough to see. And I'm actually rooting for the Warriors just because I like their team. I like the people on their team, the Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and I just like them as people. So, you know, as far as the Phillies, Ike, I would say it's a little too early, but I would be surprised if they didn't make any moves at the trade deadline. When I step back and think about it, the thing that sucks about Kimbrel and Keuchel, and, you know, we didn't get those guys. But now they went to the competitors, and now that's going to hurt us. So that was kind of a loss on that end. Mm-hmm. But I think there's still plenty of time. I think they're a wild card team, probably around 88, 90 wins. Hopefully that gets them in.
Yeah, I agree
with you. Okay, that's reasonable.
I agree with you, Lou.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah. And then my
that just
my
means
game,
we'll sweat it out
I'm
all
a little
the way
biased.
To the end.
Yes.
Yeah. My all-time game, I mean, there's so many. When you think about the regular season, it's tougher for those games to stick out. But I'm a little biased because I went to Duke, but the Duke-Kentucky game always sticks out as one of the best games at the Spectrum in 92, I believe, to go to the Final Four.
The shot I've written down.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, so that was just one of the best games ever.
So you were at that game, and you went to Duke, Lou?
I went there for grad school, man. It was a fun time. I loved it. Still paying off the school loans, man. But, you know, I was never a Duke fan growing up. And then when I went there, obviously, I became a fan.
Man, dang. Okay.
All right, Lou.
I guess you can't have everything be great about you, Lou.
Hey, listen, it's a good education, I guess.
Sure it is. Still a Dookie. The Blue Devil.
I was just talking to somebody, and I can't remember.
Your favorite Duke, Dookie.
Who's my favorite Dookie?
Yeah.
None.
Come on, man.
None of them.
I got one. Billy King.
While he was there or afterwards?
BK. I'm just saying he went to Duke. Elton Brand. Those are two Dookies right there.
I like Elton Brand now.
There you go.
Well, I like JJ now, too.
Well, nobody liked Duke when they were at Duke.
No, nobody.
Yeah.
Well,
Who did you like when they actually played for
nobody,
Duke?
Nobody.
I did. Grant Hill. Come on, man. You didn't like Grant Hill?
He wasn't. I didn't hate him. I think that's the better question: is who didn't you hate? I didn't hate Elton. He also wasn't there very long, right?
No, Elton did 2 years. Yeah,
right. So he wasn't a 4 year guy. By the fourth year of those Duke guys, man, you're like, ugh.
Well, yeah, the 4 year guys now aren't very good.
They're not very good.
Yeah,
but even back
JJ
then,
was a 4 year guy.
Well,
everybody hated JJ Redick in college.
Everybody. Oh, I hated him. I hated him up until maybe the last couple of years, right
until
before
the
he came to
Philly. Signed with the Sixers.
I think who was he with before the Sixers? The
Clippers.
I liked him with the Clippers because I was like, you know what, this guy's pretty good. Like,
and he's finally stuck around.
I gave him credit.
Yeah.
Before it was like another one of those Duke sucks in the pros. No, JJ's had a really good career actually.
Yeah.
All things being considered. Let's go to Davon, Newark, Delaware. Davon, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on the Phillies. I got a question for you, Ike.
Yes.
What would it look like if we sweep the Braves next week, this weekend? Like, how would that change your judgment on looking at us? Because I just feel as though, you know, just like you've been saying, John, the Phillies are just not hot right now, and the Braves are. But I don't see anything about the Braves team to say that they'll be hot for the rest of the season.
True.
Or that they will keep this run going. And with us, like you guys both mentioned, we're not at our full capacity as far as like playing to our standards. And we're still in first place. And everybody else is starting to find their rhythm. Give it to them before us, but I think we're going to start to find our rhythm just because we got the bats. Got to see about that pitching once the guys are there. But we have something to say, okay, well, what do the Phillies have? And that's what I'm saying. What do the Braves actually have that they can compete with us? And my greatest game is Kobe's last game. That game of just having the will to win.
It might have been the worst game I've ever seen.
Well, you finished this call up on a very good note there with Kobe's last game, Davon. Started this thing off kind of shaky. But yeah, man, I mean, to your point about the pitching first and foremost, or just Atlanta, and what would I say if the Phillies swept the Braves this weekend? I'd be shocked. I would be. Phillies aren't a very good road team. I'm sure Atlanta will be pumped up for this series when the Phillies come down there. So they're going to be ready to go. I'd be surprised if they won this series. I mean, if they swept the Braves.
Yeah, I'd be surprised,
too. I'd be surprised. So,
but wouldn't that be so baseballish?
Of course.
For the Phillies to limp down to Atlanta.
Listen, we all can rely on time. Mm-hmm. Oh, they still got 100 games to go. Oh, they still got 90 games to go. Yeah, okay, then we shouldn't care anything about the Phillies. Why even discuss them?
Yeah, let's talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, what's the point of discussing them? Just let's wait to talk about them when they do something well, and then we can act like they're going to win the World Series because they won a few games. But when they play bad, we act like it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I will say this, that maybe my expectation have went from, 95, 96 wins to, for whatever reason, this number won't stop being in my head, which is 88. Right? 88 and 74. Right? That gets you in the playoffs. Probably doesn't win you the division. It's just short of 90. But this team, at the very least, is that kind of a team. This team, at the very least, is about a 10-game over 500 team as I look at them right now. Like, where they are right now, like, I'd be shocked in July. For a month from now, I'd be shocked if they weren't right around where they are right now, which is 8, 9, 10 games above 500. I really think that this team
is basically going to go 500 the rest of the way, is what you're saying. They're 8 games above 500 right now. You just said they're going to finish 8 games above 500. So
no, at 88, which is 12 above 500. But
I had the other way around. I thought you said 84.
No, but to your point,
you said 88 and 74.
Right,
you're right. That's 14.
88. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but neither one of us can count.
Right. So to the point of the caller, mm-hmm. like I think that right now the only thing I'm worried about right now with the Phillies is just surviving this, man. Surviving this stretch where you're down outfielders, your starting pitching isn't playing well, you have guys that are hurt on the DL.
That's what the front office is doing.
Yeah,
they're worried about surviving.
And I hope they survive can get some more reinforcements in here.
I hope it works out. That they survive and get in the playoffs.
Survive. Here's
meanwhile, I won't expect it.
I want to give you one of my best games I've seen.
And real quick, yeah. I can actually enjoy watching the team for the players that are on the team if my expectations have changed? Right? So if I don't expect the team to get to the playoffs, then I'm just sitting here watching guys develop.
Mm-hmm.
I can see if Bryce Harper can get the 30 home runs plus. Hmm. Right? With no expectation. Then I don't have to worry about anybody going out there to pitch outside of Arrieta and Nola. Oh, and Eflin? Or you want me to throw Pavetta in there too? He's back? He's all the way back?
He looks good, man.
Okay, so then we'll just watch those guys and watch how they develop. But if they if it doesn't work out, we got next year. We don't have to worry about making any moves because I don't want to trade any real prospects for anything significant.
Mm-mm.
You know, we just let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, but you can make an upgrade to your rotation without trading the third overall pick that you had last year or trading Adonis Medina, who's your top pitching prospect. I don't want to get rid of everybody in the farm system.
Making an upgrade to the fourth and fifth pitcher in this rotation right now isn't that hard to do.
Yeah, but making a significant upgrade, getting a Joe Blanton type in here, a six-inning, three-run, bing-bang-boom, you're done. He's pitching to a 4.5 ERA. A more consistent Jake Arrieta is really what I'm looking for. The problem is Arrieta is a fifth starter, and you're paying him to be a two.
No, that's part of the problem. And you can have a Joe Blanton as your four when your lineup was like that lineup in 2008. That was arguably the best lineup in baseball.
Yeah, but no, Joe Blanton was fine back of the rotation. You're right. The offense carried them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can have that because you're not asking him to do a whole lot. The problem is adding a Joe Blanton to this rotation. Now we got four Joe Blantons.
No, man. Joe Blanton in this rotation would be excellent.
No, what I'm saying, the six innings, three earned runs, that's what you're hoping to get out of the guys that are in the rotation right now.
And they can't even do it.
Exactly. That's my point. So you would have four Joe Blantons. That's the point I'm making. You don't have a Cole Hamels in this rotation.
No, I mean, you could say Nola is your comp to Hamels.
No, I couldn't say it. I could say that last year.
Eflin certainly, you could, I mean, not like Brett Myers was great in 2008. He's probably really good.
He was a seasoned pitcher.
He was.
That's all I'm saying.
So best game. Here's a good one. Steve Sander has a couple good ones, and this is one I thought of. Texas USC Rose Bowl. What was that? 2005, 2006. Vince Young, Reggie Bush. It was
a great
one.
Game. Oh yeah.
How about this one? It's not necessarily a game. But, I mean, it's a Tiger Woods winning this year's Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Steve had a couple good ones right there.
That would have been one of the ones I named. That was awesome. Nobody thought Tiger would win another major.
Yeah.
Him winning that major, I mean, winning the Masters, that was huge.
Let's go to Jesse, West Philly. Jesse, how are you?
Well, what's going on, guys?
All right.
What's up, Jesse?
Oh, I just wanted to call in. Best game I've ever seen, actually. 2016 World Series, you got Cleveland with the Cubs, and Cubs breaking the curse. But, I mean, that Game 7 had everything going on. You had Madden pulling the starter early. It was just dealing. You got the Rajay Davis home run, the epic rain delay with Chapman's arm totally blown out. Like, I mean, we're going to talk like a drama World Series. I think it was like a movie.
It really was.
But,
it was good.
I was actually watching with a guy from England. And it was just brutal to watch because you kept asking questions about stuff and like, compared it to cricket. And I was just like, yo, like settle down, man. Like, keep quiet. I'm trying to watch.
It's funny.
But, that'd be my pick for that.
Cool. What about the Phillies? Is there some worry as you watch them now, or is this it's a long season, it's baseball, they're going to be fine?
I think exactly what you guys are saying, survive. I would say something I would like to see more is for Cabe to utilize the secret weapon out in the pen. That's J.D. Hammer. Dude's got the look and the name. That's the setup guy of the future.
J.D. Hammer.
J.D. Hammer. Let him loose. Just let him loose. Throw him more.
He pitched the other. Thanks, Jesse. He pitched semi-recently. I have to go back and look at the game log. Gave him a good inning. Yeah, I mean, listen, I wanted to start the Hammer Time fan group. Ike wasn't on board. Ben kind of looked at me weird.
No, I'm in one group and one group only. That's the Wentz wagon. I don't have time to be in other groups.
It's a different sport.
It doesn't matter. I'm in one group and one group only. The Wentz wagon.
Yeah, right. Our cult heroes here haven't really lived up to the hype over time. Like, if we did this with Jay Bruce, I guarantee you in a month, Jay Bruce. Like, Sir Anthony, we probably could have started a Sir Anthony fan club.
I wanted to last year, yes.
Smallwood, let us
John
down.
John always
Adams.
Wants to start a fan. He started the Wentz wagon.
I did.
The Wentz was probably the only one that didn't let us down. We started a fan club for
He wants to start a fan club for everybody.
Dude, think of who he started his fan clubs for at the Phillies. Padilla. I don't think Padilla really like did that much over time.
Padilla,
Brandon Duckworth,
Duck Pond,
Paul Bird, Randy Wolf, I guess, was the
Chen Penn. Wolfpack. Wolfpack was good. Chen Penn for Bruce Chen. He didn't work out.
Chen Penn.
Covington's Cove.
Oh, Covington's Cove. Oh man.
So what? You guys don't have to be involved.
That may have been the worst one right there. Covington's Cove, man. Come on, man. Whoa, I tell you, y'all wanted to start one for Boban. So you want to start one for everyone.
I know Ben was Boban. I didn't want to do Boban. No, but Covington's Cove, I wanted you to come over and sit with me in Covington's Cove and take in a game. Mm-mm. Part of the reason that...
I didn't want to be in the Adams family. I didn't want to do any of that. Le'Veon LeBlanc, whatever you call him.
Oh, Spike met Cravion Bell.
Yeah, he did. I saw it.
And he was so happy. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Well, I guess I'll just be sitting by myself wearing the Charlie Sheen J.D. Hammer glasses. Screw everybody else. Who's with me? J.D. Hammer. 888-729-9494.
Love the name.
Yeah, man. His wife's a good follow on social media. We're going to be at the she's been, you know how you're forced if people that you follow like something, you're forced it shows up on your timeline. So more or less like Ben Simmons' sister is on my timeline, even though I don't follow her every freaking day because people are liking it or whatever.
Right.
J.D. Hammer's wife's the same way. Like she's tweeting out pictures from Reading Terminal and people are liking it.
Oh.
And we'll be at the festival, the Phillies Festival coming up on Thursday.
Yep.
Where they raise it's a great cause. They raise a lot of money for ALS, and we will be live there, and we'll be getting some pretty good interviews, I hear, Ike.
Snatching players,
yeah,
coaches as we can.
Anybody that we can confirm, Ben?
I think there may be one particularly tan man that may be there. I'll just leave it at that.
Gaber? All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.